Hello again, it's Calvin. Today we're going to talk about self-love. And maybe self-love is new to you, maybe it's like old hat, maybe you're like, yeah, I love myself, but maybe you have a few things that I can teach you. We'll see about that. Why do I want to talk about self-love? I want to talk about self-love because it's like the number one most important aspect to life. If we don't love ourselves, and not just like as an idea in our heads, but like really felt true love for who we are, then everything else that we do is completely meaningless because we're going to keep manifesting struggles and problems and bullshit and crap all over the place. And like not loving ourselves is an epidemic in this world. Almost no one, like most people don't love themselves. And the problem with not loving yourself is that's an unbearable situation. It's a completely unbearable situation. Like kids can go without food for a long time, but they cannot survive without love, I heard somewhere. It makes sense to me. So we need love. And when we don't give ourselves love, then we're going to seek it in other places all the time. So we're going to seek it from our customers, from our, you know, life partners, from our friends, from the stuff that we buy, from like all kinds of things in the outside world. And it's never, ever going to work. It's never going to satisfy that need to be loved. And we're going to make up strategies. If we don't love ourselves, again, loving ourselves is a natural thing. Not loving ourselves is something that we've learned. I don't think there's any baby that's born, or at least as a fetus, that doesn't love itself. It doesn't understand not loving itself. It's just a natural thing to feel loving towards yourself. That's like existing. But we learn through our upbringing, through experience, not to love ourselves because other people don't love themselves. So that's, we learn that, okay, I guess that's how people are. I have a puppy. We just went out and bought a puppy a few days ago. And when she pees in the right spot, we're like, yeah, you're wonderful and you're the best and we love you. And now she wakes up. And I'm like, that's how we actually kind of really ought to behave, to be around ourselves, to just really praise ourselves and love ourselves and be excited about ourselves, for ourselves, for just any small thing. Just the fact that we could get out of bed this morning, or like brush our teeth, or take a shower without shitting in the shower. Like whatever it is, it's like we should celebrate that. Like stand up on 2 feet. You know, it's a miracle. Walk. You know, my God. And at some point we'd stop cherishing all those things, and we really should cherish them more. So, but when we don't love ourselves, it's because we have rules that say, I'm not lovable because, and if only I was more this or that, then I would love myself. And it's bullshit. I'm here to tell you, any kind of rule like that is bullshit. Any kind of condition on love for yourself is bullshit. And what happens is it says, well, When I make a little more money, when I make like 20 grand more a year, then I'm going to love myself more. Or when I make, when I'm a little thinner, then I'm going to love myself more. Or when I'm a little more successful or get more recognition, then I'm going to love myself more. It's never going to work because it's never going to be enough, because the bar is always going to be moved to some other spot further out in the horizon, because it's not about that. It's not about the rule at all. It's about us having a rule that says we're not worthy of love. We're not good enough to accept love. Or if I accept love, something bad is going to happen. I spent 38 years of my life being deeply committed to not allowing any love to enter into my being. Any love whatsoever. Because I believe that I wasn't good enough. And that the only way to become good enough was to work really hard to be really successful and like famous and as an entrepreneur and all that stuff. And then sometime in the future, when I got that, then I would allow it in. But if I let love come in prematurely, then I would stop working so hard to become lovable. So I was terrified of letting love in because I knew it was going to make me stop working so hard. And it did. It did make, like, when I started to open up to love, which was a bit of a process, it did. It was like a one-time moment and then a process of getting more and more comfortable with that. Because the old defense mechanisms that are geared towards keeping love out are still going to be there, and they're going to work hard to keep their job, right? They want to keep their job. Job security for ego strategies. So anyway, in fact, I did stop working so hard. And that's a good thing, because it's not the hard work, it's not the struggle that really makes the difference. It's the 80-20 rule, right? It's not 80% of the work that you do is not really relevant. You could cut that out. So what love allows us to do is to work in ways that are much more effective, and that doesn't even feel like work. It shouldn't feel like work. It should feel like love, like sharing your love, like being in love with the stuff that you do, and like just having a good time and having a good conversation like we're having right now. That's what it should feel like, right? Do you know what I'm saying? I hope so. So how do you love yourself? And how do you know if you do? Well, my favorite is the, like, the good old-fashioned Louise Hay mirror work and affirmation. So getting in front of a mirror and looking yourself in the eyes and saying, I love you, Calvin. I love you. I really, really love you. I love you so much. And I like to touch my heart and my belly where my little babe boy inside lives. And I like to move my body a little bit. And I like to get a little, like, get emotional. And, like, I really love you. I love you and I approve of you. I approve of you. I love you, Calvin. I really, really love you. Standing in front of the mirror saying those things and opening up also and saying, life loves me. Everybody loves me. Life loves me. I am loved. I'm worthy of love. Playing with words like that and just saying it to myself in the mirror, that's one of the things that I love to do. I also love to ask myself in the mirror, what can I do to really make you happy today? How can I really make you feel loved today? Tell me. I want to connect with you. I want you to feel loved. You, what do you want to do? Do you want to go play outside in the park, or go for a walk, or read a good book, or listen to a book, or make love, or, like, what do you want to do? I want to make you feel loved. So having a focus on and really, you know, being curious about what can you do to make yourself feel loved? What kind of things make you feel loved? Is it getting gifts? Is it nice words? Is it touch? Is it, what is it that makes you feel loved? Is it, you know, doing something like a favor for you? Whatever it is, find out what it is and be curious about it. And then, like, curate this sense of love. Allow light to enter into your body. Like, visualize light entering into your body. Move your body in new ways. Get some sunlight and some air and what would you do if you really loved yourself here? If you really respected yourself, if you really honored yourself, how would you behave right now? What would you do right now? That's what I want you to be curious about. And I want you to do way more of that. And again, because when you do that, then you naturally go out and you're more radiant, and you're more inspiring, and you're just happier, and you stop creating all these crap situations and problems and you need to fix so that you can feel worthy and good because, oh, I'm the guy who fixes all the problems or whatever it is. You don't need to do any of that anymore. If you feel loved right now, if you love yourself, then other people can love you, and then you can interact with other people in a completely natural, easeful way, where you don't need to get something from other people and you don't need to make yourself wrong or make them wrong or be right. Like, all that crap just falls away when you love yourself. So that's what I want you to practice every day. I do 5 minutes in front of the mirror every morning, no exceptions. And it's the best thing. You can do more, of course, But make that commitment to yourself to do 5 minutes at least every day and in the morning, so it sets your day off. And every time you pass a mirror, say something nice and loving to yourself. It's really worth it. Try this. And let me just add, like, if it's difficult to say that to yourself, which it very often will be, so the first time you do it, it's like, that's bullshit, and like, well, I don't believe you, and that's not true, like, why are you saying that, and like, this is crap, it's never going to work, and like, I'm just lying, and all that stuff is going to come up. So allow all that to come up and breathe through it and just be like, I understand, I get that, but I really do love you. Do what you can to feel it in your body. And you can also start by just saying, I accept you. I accept you. Or I'm willing to accept you. I'm willing to love you even though I don't know how to love you. I'm willing to love you for not knowing how to love you. I'm willing to love myself for not knowing how to love myself right now. I love myself for not loving myself. I love myself for trying to love myself. Just find something that you can start with that you can love yourself for in this moment and let it expand out from there. All right? Yeah. And if you have questions, just send me an email and just be in touch. I want to hear from you. And but this is like the most important thing, and it's not something that's going to happen overnight, and it's not something that's going to, you know, at some point in the future, now you just love yourself. It's always going to be a practice. It's always going to be a moment-to-moment thing that, where we get out of love, and then we suddenly remind ourselves, we remember, and then we get back to love, and then we can relax and go back to love. So love yourself, practice this, make it part of your daily routine. Thank you. And I really honor and respect you for being willing to go on this journey, because this is really essentially the most challenging journey of all, because this goes right to the heart of all the things we've learned about keeping ourselves down and making ourselves wrong. So thank you for that. All right. Namaste. Thank you for watching. Bye-bye. See you again soon.